USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump's stance on immigration has caused controversy back home, and on his first official visit to the UK, he tells The Sun he thinks London's first Muslim mayor is doing a terrible job on immigration.
Allowing millions and millions of people to come in to Europe is very, very sad. I think you're losing your culture.
Also in his interview with The Sun, President Trump warned a so-called soft Brexit would kill the chances of a trade deal between the U.S. and Great Britain. President Trump told NATO allies they aren't spending enough on defense. But after their meeting, Trump said the allies have substantially upped their commitment.
The United States' commitment to NATO is very strong, remains very strong.
But ABC reports the president of France says their immediate spending plans have not changed at all, saying France would hit the spending targets the U.S. wants in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Chaos erupted during a House committee hearing on former FBI Peter Strzok's text messages sent during the 2016 presidential campaign when GOP Congressman Louis Gohmert's attacks took a personal tone.
I can't help but wonder, when I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, it's outrageous.
Credibility of a witness.
Strzok's texts were sent to the FBI lawyer with whom he'd been having an extramarital affair. Strzok was removed from Robert Mueller's Russian election meddling probe after those messages were discovered. Strzok defended his actions and those controversial text messages, insisting his criticism was widespread and his political beliefs played no part in his law enforcement work.
No way, any suggestion that me, the FBI, would take any action whatsoever to improperly impact the electoral process.
The hearing lasted 10 hours, with Strzok calling it just another victory notch in Putin's belt. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic senators and women's reproductive health advocates are calling for opposition to the president's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, saying he would overturn Roe v. Wade. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth said it's not just about abortion. Holding her young daughter in her lap at a press conference, the Iraq War veteran, who recently became the first senator to give birth while in office, said that she wouldn't have been able to become a mom without IVF treatments, which would be illegal if the Supreme Court declared that embryos and even fertilized eggs were entitled to the rights of persons under the law.
If Roe v. Wade were overturned, the protections provided by Roe v. Wade against things like personhood amendments, personhood bills, would have disappeared, which means that my fertility doctors would have been committing a crime in helping me to try to start a family.
Bipartisan condemnation for President Trump's trade war from members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senators say that President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports are having a huge negative impact in their states, leading to job cuts in companies that rely on those imports and impacting exports for farmers hit by retaliatory tariffs. Ranking member Robert Menendez, in his opening statement, said the administration should be targeting China, but not allies like Canada, Mexico, and the European Union.
The administration has begun a reckless campaign against our allies, driving them into the arms of our adversaries instead of leading a joint effort to address the serious challenges of China's economic policies.
President Trump has defended the tariffs as a matter of national security. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.